What on earth is a human doing up here? There's nothing for miles. What was he thinking?
I don't know. Maybe he's a dum-dum or something. Did he really think there was maybe a water reserve at the top of a hill? I really don't feel like socializing much today. Although, if my eyes aren't fooling me, he looks kind of cute.
Oh my, Ketsu. Don't tell me you have come to grow fond of the humans that drove us out. The last thing I remember is getting poked in the butt with a spear 3 years ago. I still have a scar from it. Don't show him mercy just because you have the hots for him. Although his ears do look kind of funny, in an endearing way. If only I could pull in them for a little bit to teach him a lesson for being a stinky human.
You really can't help yourself, can you? And look, he's approaching you. So, behave. And don't bite him. Okay? Hello, dear human. What is a kitty like you doing all the way up here? I assume you're peckish. I could feed you. I insist. I baked far too many treats for just the two of us. So, we're lucky you showed up. Don't worry. We have fresh water as well. Please take some rest with us for a while. So you're mapping out the land. Wow. What an interesting quest you're on. Well, we have a warm fire, and you can stay with us tonight. I insist.
Oh, insist. Yes. We do, but there's just one small, very tiny catch. You have to let us mess with your ears. What does that look for? Can't you see our ears? See how pointed they are? There's no way you walk up to two Quetzalcoatl girls and really thought we wouldn't be mildly interested in you for our differences. I mean, first of all, you don't even have a tail, so it's a miracle you can carry that backpack up so far without toppling over. Maybe you humans aren't as pathetic as I first thought. So what will it be, round ears? Keep adventuring, or stay the night with us and you let us play with you?
Thank you for making the right choice. I'm honestly quite excited. We have been isolated for quite a while. Not that it was on purpose, but, well, you seem kind. So, I could tell you the truth. Your people, or well, the last humans we knew, weren't very kind. So you have to forgive my friend for being a little silly with her remarks. She's on the edge about you, but she'll warm up to you. I can tell. Please sit between us. We'll keep you warm.
Oh dear, you are cold. Poor you. Don't tell me. We're gonna have to hug you with our wings so you warm up quickly. Although, you'd probably like that, wouldn't you? I'm just teasing. What she said was true. I'm a little on edge, but you know how you can tell the intentions of someone by looking them in the eyes? As much as I hate to admit it, you seem pure of heart. Humble, you know? So, since I was nice to you, can I stick these tools in your ear?
I think what she wants to say is, can we please give you a little respite service? We are actually quite captivated with your ears, and it could provide some entertainment to help the evening melt away. We actually have specialized tools to help us out, and we can do our normal treatment and adapt it for your precious ears. What do you say?
That sounds like consent to me. Do you think you can handle it? Two girls messing with you at once. There's a lot more to you than meets the eye. I'm sure of it, human. Now, shh. I want to get into the zone and enjoy every little tingly moment. To prove how selfless I am, I'm even willing to give you one forehead kiss.
Why are you looking at me like you're expecting a forehead kiss from me too? Are you trying to embarrass me? It's not like I like you or anything, but it would be rude since you're my guest. Please tell us if there's anything you won't like, but I think you should enjoy everything we have to offer, huh, Mr. Good man? Now,